Time now for a little news of the weird, a little news we're working on, and a little news we thought you just couldn't live without. It's the Ramble. All right, this is how some people spend their weekend, running up the 2,109 stairs in the Sears Tower. It's a sixth annual race, the Sears Tower Race. It was held in Chicago this weekend.
Well, that's where the Sears Tower is.
Yes.
Yeah,
unless, well, never mind. It's a sixth straight year. Cindy Harris won the event. And if you're wondering, why would people go to Chicago to the Sears Tower? Luke, you lovely person.
I'm sorry. It
was for good cause, actually. It was for charity. They raised $350,000 for cancer research. People as young as six, as old as 79 participated.
Six-time champion, that's pretty impressive. They've had it six times. She's won it six times.
Well, there you go. Cindy Harris knows how to
take a lot of stairs.
Dan Pashman said you would not want to be next to her. Like, you're at Bally's Total Fitness, and that lady's on the Stairmaster next to you, and you're just like, I suck doing stairs. Let's see. I'm up next here talking about this Senate investigation into some well-known televangelists. They've been looking into this. Chuck Grassley of Iowa wanted to launch this investigation after hearing about some of the spending going on by these televangelists, a number of whom run these giant churches, kind of known as mega churches. It's kind of a pejorative. I mean, they're big, giant churches anyway. Well, there's one called World Changers Church International, and it's headed by this – it's out of Atlanta. It's headed by a televangelist. His name's Creflo Dollar. Appropriately named Creflo Dollar. Apparently, according to records, in 2006, this church took in $69 million. $69 million. That's what the Atlanta Journal-Constitution is reporting. This guy, Creflo Dollar, says, yes, he does live very well, but he uses his own money for that. He has lots of investments, real estate, things like that. The church did buy him a Rolls Royce, which he uses, he says, for official events, things when he kind of needs to, make a good impression. And these churches are operated as nonprofits, but apparently a lot of money coming into them. And I think we'll find out as these kind of investigations unfold where all that money's going. I think it's going to be pretty interesting to watch.
Okay, so I have a story for you guys from the Associated Press. It was a feature story today about movie theme songs. And apparently the big name, really dramatic theme songs that we've seen in the past are no more. The directors are preferring to instead use songs that are already out there. But these songs, I mean, we all remember the 1997 Titanic hit that was everywhere, and I think we have a little bit of that right now.
You know what? We don't even have to play it because it is
everyone knows that it was everywhere
in our
cultural consciousness.
Am I imagining that, or is that happening?
It's really happening.
It's almost a punchline.
You know, I was living out of the country at this time. I was in Asia. This song was everywhere, all over the world. And you know, we don't get that apparently anymore. There's no more of these big name hits. It's like, I don't know. Where's Celine when you need her?
She's right here.
I can't.
Okay. That's about enough of that.
I was going to say, we need to make that go away.
Moving on.
We'll finish up the Ramble. We'll go back to Chicago, where the Tribune is reporting that the money raised for the Gina Six, for their legal bills, apparently a lot of it remains unaccounted for. We're talking about $500,000 in money that's been raised to pay for the legal costs. Now, Michael Bell, he's sort of been at the center of this, one of the young men. His lawyer claims he hasn't seen a penny from one of the major defense funds headed by a syndicated radio host. Howard Witt, who reported this story, is going to join us tomorrow to give us more of the details on why people are suspicious about where the money came from or where the money has gone to, and give us some more details on the investigation into that. So that'll be next time on the Bryant Park Project. And that wraps up the Ramble.